I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about Brad Pitt, Brett Goldstein, Chris Pine, The Kelly Clarkson Show, Avril Lavigne and Maude Sun, and Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy. I'm also answering some of your questions. Let's get started. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am taking this episode solo today. I think this is a first. I don't think I ever have recorded a solo episode. Usually when I'm speaking solo, there are voicemails. There are not going to be any voicemails in today's episodes. I'm just going to barrel through a bunch of different topics. And if there's time at the end, I will answer some of your questions that you submit in the Q&As. I do want to thank everyone. Every week, you guys bring it. You guys ask so many questions in the Q&As. I can't answer all of them. If you are an avid Dumois account Instagram reader, you will remember I used to do like rapid fire answers for some of the questions in the Q&A where I post a bunch of questions on one slide and answer them. This was getting confusing for some people, so I stopped doing that. But let's try to answer some questions live today. I do have a brief announcement. The podcast will be on hiatus for the next 2 weeks. There's no serious reason. I just need some time off to do some personal things. So next week, there will be a best of episode. We've never done this before, so I'm really excited to hear what you guys think about it. Basically, what I did is I went back through the episodes from the beginning of 2023 and I picked out specific topics that I thought you guys might have missed or celebrities you guys keep asking me about in the Q&As, and we're going to compile it all into one episode. So I'm really excited for you guys to listen to a best of Do You episode. Okay, let's get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about, oh my God, I knew this would happen. I woke up this morning, I'm scrolling through Instagram, I see on page 6, the people who took the pictures of Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy at Casa Cipriani got kicked out because you're not allowed to take pictures there. It is a private members only club and you are not allowed to take pictures. I knew this was going to happen because Casa Cipriani has reached out to me in the past about posting pictures from their restaurant. Casa Cipriani has cameras. So they look through their security and camera footage and they could see who's taking the picture, like who was sitting at the angle that the Taylor and Maddie pictures were taken, and they booted them out. I knew this was going to happen. And when those pictures were released, everyone was sending them to me, and I wasn't posting them on purpose because I didn't want to be, you know, one of the tattletalers telling the world who was leaking these pictures, because I knew the person was going to get kicked out. So that's why I wasn't posting these pictures. So that's why that day when the Maddie and Taylor holding hand pictures at Casa Cipriani were making their rounds, I didn't want to repost them because I knew this would happen. So somebody sent me the letter that Casa Cipriani sent their members. I'll read it to you guys. Dear members, it has come to our attention that images have been captured at the club in recent days that have infringed upon the privacy of our members. As a reminder, our club has established strict guidelines, which are outlined in our membership rules regarding photography, videography, and posting images within club spaces. It is important to note that any member who violates these policies will face immediate revocation of their membership. Please note that we hold our members responsible for the behavior of their guests and kindly request that everyone adhere to these guidelines, which are in place to ensure the privacy and comfort of our community. Thank you for your cooperation in upholding the standards of our club. Respectively, Casa Cipriani Club. So basically what happened is a member's guest took those pictures, but the member got kicked out. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I feel bad for those people, but they should know the rules. And they shouldn't have posted them on social media, the pictures. Before those pictures were even released, somebody sent me pictures, different pictures of Maddie and Taylor at Casa Cipriani. And I didn't post them because I knew that this was going to happen. So be warned, people who are members of private clubs, they are reinforcing these rules. Okay, so the next celebrity that I want to talk about is Avril Lavigne and Maude's son. Third time's a charm. I've put out into the universe several times. People were wondering why they broke up. No one knew. No one knew. No one knew. Well, finally, someone heard our cries on a recent podcast episode, and they sent this in. Heard your podcast asking about Avril and Maude's son breakup. From what I've heard, the couple were together when Maude's son left town, I think for tour, and he found out she was cheating with Tyga behind his back when she was caught by the paparazzi at Nobu. So that's what happened. He didn't know. He was blindsided. So maybe that's the reason that no one really has a good explanation of why their relationship ended, because he doesn't even know. It sounds like he was completely blindsided. So really, we need to hear Avril's side of the story, which that I have not received yet. But at least this is a little bit something to go by. She was seeing Tyga before they even broke up. That Tyga, man, I've said it once and I'll say it again. He has a chokehold on these Hollywood starlets that I'm really quite curious about. Someone asked in the Q&A about Kaley Cuoco. They asked, if I saw Kaley, would she be cool with a pic request or give get the fuck away from me vibes? And I said, this was a good question, and I didn't have an answer because I didn't have that many fan encounters with her from the past that I could draw an answer from. So I post my answer, which was a non-answer, and many people wrote in that they had encountered her. And I just wanted to say that the consensus was she's super nice. I did get a few messages about her in the riding community. If you guys didn't know, she is an avid horse rider. A couple people sent in messages that alluded to the fact that she was standoffish whenever she was in that environment. And a couple people alluded to her being standoffish while she was married to her first husband, her ex-husband. I say first husband, but I'm not even 100% sure that she got married again. But people alluded to the fact that she was standoffish, and it coincided with the time period that she was married to Carl Cook, which was her first husband. This person says, not sure about all the time, but she has rejected photos at Indian Wells before. But she was with her horse husband at the time, so maybe she just wanted privacy. This person also echoes that statement and says, in the horse world, aka riding and showing, she gives off major don't fuck with me vibes. Maybe she's just really serious in that environment, which would make sense if she is trying to concentrate. Everyone else who wrote in who encountered her in the wilds only had nice things to say. This person says, I was in line at our yoga studio bathroom and she was so friendly. Her body was also amazing, so strong and fit. Somebody else says, about Kaylee, she is super nice. I used to attend SoulCycle and she would also be at the same class and I spoke to her a few times and she was an absolute sweetheart. Someone else says, Kaylee is incredibly nice. I met her when I was still in high school in the bathroom line at Serendipity. She came up to my table of friends and chatted with us longer than she needed to. She seemed really normal and down to earth. Someone else says, I sat next to her on a flight to Bangkok in 2019 when she was filming Flight Attendant. I didn't ask for a pic, but she was super sweet and chatted with us and the crew for a while, telling us about the show they were going to film. This person says, my sister-in-law rode horses at the same barn as Kaylee years ago and said she was always friendly with everyone there. Someone else says, I mean, I can go on and on. I feel like you guys get the picture. Someone ran into her at a sushi place. Ooh, this one actually isn't good. She scowled and glared at anyone who looked anywhere near her. She could have just been having a bad day that day at the sushi restaurant. So you guys get the picture. I just wanted to follow up on that. It seems like Kaylee is fine to approach if you see her. She seems pretty friendly. I like to give you guys like heads up on which celebrities don't like to be approached and which celebrities are fine with being approached. You know, just so you guys are prepared. Another question that I've been asked in the past couple months is about the identity of Nice Boy Ed. If you guys don't know who Nice Boy Ed is, Nice Boy Ed is a musical artist who blew up when Taylor Swift used a song of his in a TikTok video showing the behind the scenes when making of her recent hit album Midnights. So Nice Boy Ed is a musical artist. They have a Instagram account. It just says Nice Boy Ed. Nobody knows their identity. A lot of people were asking me if I knew who he was, and I just said no. Well, finally, I asked someone because I got curious, and you guys were still asking in the Q&A. So I asked someone who would know the answer, and this person says, sorry if you guys are disappointed by this answer, by the way. I know you had a lot of theories about who Nice Boy Ed is, but this person says that Nice Boy Ed is one of Joe's friends who's trying to be a musician. Taylor threw him a bone and used one of his songs in a TikTok, I want to say in October or November. I think some people think it's another alias for Joe, but from what I've been told, it's Joe's friend. I think Ed was a friend from high school. Joe mostly hangs out with his friends he grew up with, and Taylor got to know them pretty well because she was in London so much. So there's your answer. Do with that information what you will. Believe it, don't believe it. But that's the answer I received. Something that I would like to clarify regarding a statement I made in yesterday's Q&A is in regards to the allegations surrounding the Kelly Clarkson. The allegations surrounding the Kelly Clarkson. Why can't I say Kelly Clarkson? Headlines from last week read, the Kelly Clarkson show is toxic behind the scenes, staffers say. And, you know, people obviously want more information. I had made a statement because somebody asked if I thought she knew about what was going on. And I said, how could she not? It's a workplace. People gossip. You know, even if she hadn't witnessed it firsthand, I would 100% think that she knew what was going on or had heard gossip about what was going on. A lot of people disagreed with my statement. A lot of people wrote in saying that talk show hosts are so far removed from what goes on behind the scenes that it is very probable that she had no idea that there was a toxic workplace at her show. And I just should say that the people that wrote in didn't specifically work at the Kelly Clarkson didn't specifically work at the Kelly Clarkson show. They just happened to work in the talk show entertainment industry sector. And that was just their insight. Talk show hosts are so far removed that there's a great possibility she didn't know. Somebody wrote in catching up on today's stories and wanted to chime in about Kelly. I hung out with Kelly 15 to 20 times in small groups of friends over the last 20 years, and she's truly one of the realest and best people I've ever met in the biz. Based on what I know, she was stretched so thin between the talk show, The Voice, and her new album, so she wasn't spending long, concentrated amounts of time on set for her show. The schedule for any daytime show is pretty grueling, too. I work in casting, and I've always known better than to take a job on anything that airs daily because the stress and turnaround is insane. There's no way for her to be as busy as she has been over the last couple years and also stay completely in the know on the bad behavior that was apparently happening behind the scenes. So that was a popular sentiment that I received from people who work in this business, that very good chance she didn't know. I just wanted to clarify. I thought, you know, hey, I've worked in corporate America. You hear everything. You hear so much gossip, even if you're not directly related. So I thought maybe this would be the same type of scenario. I was wrong. She didn't know, it sounds like. The next celebrity I want to talk about is Chris Pine. I don't have a lot of information, but you guys ask about him every week. He is dating. He is dating around. Somebody asked in the Q&A if he was dating his trainer. You guys are convinced that they're dating. I haven't heard that they're exclusive or even that they're dating. But, you know, to play devil's advocate, let's just say they are dating. She is 100% not the only person that he is dating. In response to the Q&A, I had a couple people write in. One person says, Chris Pine was on a date with a young model lookalike at Cafe Stella in Silver Lake in January. He is shorter than I thought in person. They sat next to me in my date. That was January. It is now May. Someone else wrote in that he is definitely dating around. I think I posted their message. They did give me more context. I'm sorry I can't share it, but he's dating around. So is he dating his trainer that he keeps getting papped with? Maybe, but they're definitely not exclusive. He's seeing other people. He doesn't have a girlfriend. He's a dater. Okay, another question that I received a couple times in yesterday's Q&A is about Minka Kelly. Somebody asked, what happened with Minka Kelly and Mandy Moore? Just finished Minka's book. In case you missed it, Minka Kelly came out with a memoir. A couple of you have wrote in, you've read it. You say it's really good. I have not personally read it, but I did want to answer this question. I had answered this, I think, last year on a podcast episode or in a Spotify live show, and I couldn't locate the clip, so I just wanted to readdress what happened between Minka Kelly and Mandy Moore. This is from a source very close to the situation. They say nothing happened. Life just got in the way. Minka lived in New York for a year and then Toronto for 3 years before that. Her priorities changed, so they sort of drifted apart. But they consider themselves family and nothing bad happened. They're always there for each other for the big things and always check in from time to time to make sure that all is okay. They just aren't public about it on Instagram the way they used to be. Their friendship has ebbs and flows just like life. There's no drama. So no drama between Minka and Mandy. I think what happens is fans and the public get used to celebrities posting about certain relationships, whether that be friendships or romantic relationships. And then when they stop posting about it on social media, they think something happened or it's over. And yes, that can be the case, but also it can just be the case that they just don't feel like posting about those certain relationships anymore. And that's what it seems happened between Minka and Mandy. Something else that came up in the Q&A that a lot of you guys wanted me to expand on was Lewis Hamilton. Somebody sent in a question in the Q&A about Lewis Hamilton. They say, I'm always interested in Lewis Hamilton's dating life. And my response was, he is or was dating an influencer. Is that a known thing? I don't know what I can say here. And everyone thought that I was referring to Juliana Nalu, who is an influencer. Somebody wrote in this, I was in Miami last week and was in the Mercedes Club and Juliana was there. It's a little odd as they are cozy in Antarctica and now she is going where he goes. She even had a dedicated person from the Mercedes team taking care of her, to which I have to say none of the other friends of Lewis had. I was sitting next to their enclosed section. So everyone just assumed I was talking about Juliana, but I wasn't. I was talking about somebody else, another influencer that somebody had messaged me about yesterday, but I didn't ask them if I could repeat what they were messaging me. So when I answered that question in the Q&A, I said, I'm not sure what I can say here. So after my response got so much attention from you guys, I went back to the person and I said, can I say which influencer you were telling me about? It's not Juliana, it's someone else, and everyone wants to know. And this person said no, they'd rather I not say her name, but I could say that I have it on good authority that Lewis is dating a well-known influencer in the New York area. And I said to this person, everyone is telling me he is dating Juliana though. And this person says, do you think it's possible that he's seeing multiple people? And I was like, oh God, yes, of course. Like, I was sounding like you guys, like only thinking that he could be dating one person. Of course he's dating multiple people. Of course. So I'm so sorry for the confusion. I wasn't talking about Juliana. I was talking about somebody else. I was not given permission to say her name. But yes, of course he's dating multiple people. And I fell into that trap. You guys got me. I was sounding like you guys being like, but wait, I thought he was dating this person. So yeah, if I could say or if I get any more information, I'll post about it. Sure. I know you guys are super interested in his dating life. Someone else's dating life that has come up recently is Brett Goldstein. This is for you Ted Lasso fans out there. The past 2 weeks, his name has been coming up a lot. Last week, I had posted an anonymous, unverified email that I received stating that Brett Goldstein is not as beloved in the London comedy scene as people think. And I really didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, okay. And I posted it. And in response to that, somebody said, Brett Goldstein is universally loved. There's not a bad bone in his body. So there seems to be some like back and forth about Brett Goldstein behind the scenes. And I'm coming to learn that it has to do with his breakup with his ex-girlfriend. I received another anonymous unverified email that states, I just saw the update about Brett Goldstein and the London comedy scene drama. I'm not picking a side, but a lot of this comes from him dumping his long-term girlfriend after Ted Lasso took off. Her friends blame him. His friends say they never liked her, but all the rumors about him being, shall we say, indecent with women have all come after their breakup. It wasn't an amicable breakup, so I wouldn't be shocked if that played a part in all of it. So it seems like there's like some behind the scenes back and forth about this. I don't know if it's like fans going back and forth. I don't know if it's like really what this person states in this email, like Brett's friends versus his ex-girlfriend's friends. Somebody sent me a DM saying about the Brett Goldstein sitch, all of his friends loved her and still hang out with her. He was an ass their entire relationship and cheated on her multiple times. Would go to therapy and do it again. Not surprised he cut it off after he got big. Always been a fame hungry egomaniac. Yikes. So this person is sort of contradicting that his friends didn't like the ex-girlfriend, but it seems like fame went to his head, which happens. Another update that I received that I was actually kind of shocked about, I can't give that much information until I get the green light. Apparently Brad Pitt and his girlfriend Inez de Ramon are getting really serious. I had thought they broke up because we weren't hearing anything about them, but I just received a message this morning. Things are getting serious. And I have to say, I was like pretty surprised to hear it. So keep your eye out for that one. Okay, let's do a live rapid fire Q&A based off of the cues you guys submitted yesterday. Sometimes you guys submit really funny comments and cues. So let's see what we got from yesterday. Where is Bella Hadid? I'm getting that a lot. Bella Hadid made a very detailed and long video on TikTok last month about all of the health issues that she's been experiencing lately. I know some of you aren't on TikTok, but I'm assuming most of the Bella Hadid fandom is, since, you know, it's Gen Z. Gen Z loves TikTok. But she made this really detailed video about how much pain she's been in. She's also been taking up riding again. So I think that she's just taking time because she hasn't been feeling good. And that is not based on any insider information. That's just based on this TikTok she made. If you guys are on TikTok, check it out. I felt really bad for her. She goes into great detail about all her ailments. And I don't know how she led such a vigorous model schedule during Fashion Week, that specific fashion month that she did like every show in Europe. I think that took a toll on her body. She actually mentions it in the video that it really took a toll on her. So I think she's just taking some time off and resting. Where has Sebastian Stan been? That's a good question. I've received a couple sightings of him at restaurants. I think one of the more recent ones, he was with his agent or manager and was talking business, if I'm remembering that correctly. I think he's in between jobs right now. He's been around. He's been spotted. I'm sure you guys are wondering if he's still with Annabelle Wallace. I haven't heard that they broke up, so I'm going to assume that they are still together. But TBD on that. Somebody says, Mom, can you fix your hair? I don't know what that means. Sorry about that. I got a lot of Phoebe and Beau sucking face basically everywhere they go together like horny teens. Yes, I mean, they've been together for a while. I don't know why you guys didn't believe it at first. That was a tough one to convince the masses on. I remember when I first posted about it, people thought that I was full of shit. And here we are at the Taylor Swift show behind Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman sucking face. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Keith Urban made a TikTok at the Taylor Swift show, like innocent TikTok of him and Nicole like jamming. And behind them in the distance, Phoebe and Beau are like making out. He probably had no idea, but it was really funny. Somebody says, hi, Du, what's the update on the Evelyn Hugo movie? The last update that I have is from, I think, a couple podcasts ago. There was some trouble. There was some trouble with production. Oh, also, you guys, the writer's strike. The strike is delaying everything. Like, my show is delayed. My show is on the line. I don't really know what's going to happen with my show now because the writer strike is delaying everything. And with my show in particular, HBO had a certain amount of time to develop it. They had a deadline. And the writer strike is, you know, pushing that. So I wouldn't expect any updates on any of these shows in development until the strike is over. Somebody asks, the Sex Life stars still together or not? You guys are so into Adam Demos and Sarah Shahi. I had heard that their relationship was kind of volatile. They argued a lot. They were on and off, but still together. That was like the last update I got. I think it was last week. Still together. Oh, wait. Sorry, guys. I never gave you guys an update on Evelyn Hugo. It was A Court of Thorn and Roses, because this person said, I am begging for any updates on A Court of Thorns and Roses, the Hulu series. That was the show that I talked about on a couple podcasts ago. And there's a video, I believe, on TikTok. I don't think it's on Instagram, but it's probably in highlights. That was the show that they were having problems with. But again, same answer for this show. The writer strike, nobody could write.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Somebody said, you have to be joking. There's no way Chloe took Tristan back again. I got some very strongly worded tweets this morning about me saying that she did take Tristan back and it's going to be on the new season. I don't know. Like, watch the show. You'll see for yourself. That's what I heard. What is going on with Brittany and Hubs? Okay, so I posted yesterday that I wasn't going to be watching the TMZ special. A couple of you guys were like, why? Why aren't you going to watch? I think that it is terrible when the media kicks people while they're down. Brittany is obviously having some troubles. And to make a documentary in the middle of all that is disgusting. It's terrible. I mean... do they not have an ounce of humanity? I mean, I know they want clicks and they want views and they want people to watch, but this person is in trouble and needs help. And I don't see how making a documentary about what she's going through and having all these details in the documentary about her life currently is helping her. But what I will say is somebody sent me a picture. By the time this episode is released, I will have posted the sighting. Somebody saw her yesterday. Looks like she's with Sam at a hotel. I'm not going to say where, but I have the pictures. I will post them. She looks happy. Looks like she's with Sam. It's hard to tell because his head is turned. Pretty sure it's him. She looks happy. And this person said that she looked and acted completely normal. So look out for that picture on my Instagram account. I'll be posting it on Wednesday. So by the time this comes out, you guys can see it. But I think it is Sam. You can look at the picture and tell me, but I'm pretty sure it's him. Somebody asks, what's up with Andrew Garfield dating? Funny you should ask that, because in the best of episode that I was telling you guys about in the beginning of this episode, I have a little clip about Andrew Garfield. Whatever's in that clip, that's the last I heard about his dating life. This person says, Charlize Theron dating a new guy. I think pictures came out today. I think it's the same guy that we've been talking about. I've talked about him a bunch on my Instagram account. He's a model. He's from LA. They've been dating. I think they met on Raya. Somebody says, do you have a timeline on when the secret Joe Taylor ceremony was? It happened during quarantine. So I would say the end of 2020, maybe beginning of 2021. I think that's when it took place. Somebody asks, why do the tabloids continue to spew lies about Bennifer? I think it's for views, you know? People must like to read those articles. I think everyone's waiting for them to break up. It's like terrible. Like, let them live. All of this analyzing, their lip reading on the red carpets, like, enough is enough. I don't find any interest in that whatsoever. I think it's totally made up. I think it's totally blown out of proportion. Like, who cares if they get in a little spat on the red carpet? They're a married couple. Do you not think married couples fight? It's ridiculous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think that that's like second to the media reporting on Britney Spears, is how they twist the Bennifer narrative, that they're always fighting. I haven't heard in my DMs that there's any trouble in their relationship. So until I hear from people that there is an actual viable reason for them to be fighting, other than the fact that they're just a married couple, I'm going to say, like, leave them alone. I got this question so much. Okay, what happened between Jeremy Allen White and his wife? I posted about this on Instagram. It's definitely in a most recent highlight. I also put it in the newsletter. If you guys signed up for the newsletter past May 13th, you would not have received the newsletter that had the little blurb about Jeremy and his wife. But I have good news. The week that I'm off, I'm going to be sending out a best of newsletter. And I will put that in there. So if you're not signed up for the newsletter, sign up now and you'll see what the blurb is. So if you guys are new newsletter subscribers and you sign up now, you'll see the Jeremy Allen blurb. But I already had put it on Instagram. So it's not like I'm gatekeeping this information for the newsletter. It's just that it's like written in a nice way in the newsletter, whereas like on Instagram, you might have to like dig through highlights a little bit, but it's in both places. Somebody wants to know if Stassi and Noah Centineo are back together. I don't know. I mean, we know she broke up with Jaden. I feel like her and Noah are like on and off all the time. What is really going on with Jamie Foxx? I don't know, guys. I don't know why his daughter made that comment. I think it made matters worse. I'm seeing a lot of conspiracy theories on TikTok about the Jamie Foxx situation. I would not believe any of these conspiracy theories. I don't think that his reps are obviously not telling the whole story. You know, obviously they're not going to tell us the whole story, but these conspiracy theories now are getting out of hand. I'm not even going to repeat them. If you guys are curious, like, go on TikTok. Sean and Camila, did he dump Sabrina for her? I'm going to say, like, timeline wise, like maybe he did. Well, if you guys remember, I had posted, and again, nobody believed this, that he was seen outside Camila's apartment with flowers. I forget the month. It must have been March. And this was before he started seeing Sabrina. So I think he wanted her back. And it was Camila who was like, I don't think so. But then like Coachella happened and they were reunited. That's what I think happened. Shakira and Lewis Hamilton, I don't think there's anything there. I think they were just hanging out. If Sydney Sweeney has broken up with her fiance, no. If you guys miss Sunday Spotted, this past Sunday, they were seen in New York City holding hands, or her arm was like around his arm. They did not break up. But I do think that if anything happened between her and Glenn on the set of their new movie in Australia, she potentially was not with the fiance at that time. That's just my theory based on all the information I received. No one knows for sure, but I do think that they were broken up. Something happened between her and Glenn. Glenn told Gigi. Gigi was like, fuck this. And Sydney and the fiance got back together. I should say that that's my unofficial summation, because no one came out and said that's exactly how it went down. That's just what I'm piecing together. The video of Ben Affleck slamming the car door, are they really having issues or not? I think he was just like, he's probably annoyed at the paparazzi and that's why he was slamming the car door. No, you guys, I haven't heard of them having any issues. Now, if someone listening hears this and, you know, writes in some valuable information that, yes, they are having issues, then I'll believe it. Other than that, I think it's just the media and fans making shit up. This person says, why are you spreading lies about Chris Evans getting engaged? Okay, first of all, I'm blocking this person because I'm 100% not spreading lies about Chris Evans getting engaged. This is what I heard. Of course, it comes from a Finsta account with no followers and no posts. It's what I heard. Okay, so you could either believe it or not believe it. I think the proof is in the Instagram following. Why are all of these wedding planners all of a sudden following her? Oh, by the way, I say all these because I mentioned one in last week's episode, but there was another wedding planner from Portugal that also follows Alba that somebody sent me after I recorded last week's episode. Chriselle and G Flip, when did they marry? Okay, so avid Demois Instagram account readers will know that we were tipped onto this. So I tried to look through Instagram to get the exact date of when I received the first submission that they had gotten married in Vegas, and I couldn't find it, but it's been months. So I think they were married a while ago. Do you guys remember this? I know I'm not hallucinating because I posted it a bunch of times. This person says, I really want to know why Tay and Joe really broke up. I feel like there's so much more than they just grew apart. I agree with that. I honestly, just from conversing with different people, I think he was threatened by her success. That's what I think it boils down to. That's just my opinion. Obviously, only they know the real answer of why they broke up. This person says, safe to say Taylor and Joe are definitely not on amicable terms. I don't think they are. I said that from the beginning, from when the announcement was made. I don't think that they're on amicable terms. Please find out why Josh Allen and his girlfriend broke up. I'm begging, LOL. Okay, so somebody actually just messaged me and asked me to clarify my whole little diatribe about Josh Allen that I posted on Instagram yesterday. So basically what I was trying to say, that if somebody close to the situation or a publicist reaches out and asks me to remove something, or, you know, says to me like, this isn't true, and I have contact with that person, I have to adhere to what they're saying, right? So with the Josh Allen situation, very early on, I received a message saying none of the rumors are true from someone who would know. So I feel like an asshole if I go on Instagram now and be like, these are the rumors, this is what I heard, when I already was told these rumors weren't true. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Is that confusing?
No, I think it makes sense.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's going on with the Kenners and the Hadid sisters? I don't think they're friends anymore. I think that if you see Gigi and Kendall being friendly on social media or, you know, at the Met, I think that's as far as it goes. I don't think that they're hanging out like they used to. I think that they're in separate groups of friends in Hollywood that don't commingle. So I think they grew apart is basically what I'm trying to say. Kylie was never really friends with the Hadids. It was really just Kendall. What's up with Ariana Grande? She's still married. New look. Any music coming? Ariana Grande just posted a picture of her and her husband. Yes, she's still married. She's filming Wicked. I've talked about this a couple weeks ago. You know, the filming of that movie, I think, is very grueling. So that's what she's been up to. Chelsea Handler's new man. When will we get a soft launch? Wait, what new man? You guys fill me in. I haven't heard about this. I did see a clip of her on the Drew Barrymore show about how she's in talks to take over the Daily Show. But I don't know about a new man. Fill me in. Anything on Josephine Langford, please? With a bunch of crying faces. No, I don't get anything on the Langford sisters. I know you guys ask all the time. I don't get anything on them. Sorry. Tom Cruise spotted all over Charlotte this weekend. New NASCAR movie. I'm sorry, I don't know who Charlotte is. I get this all the time too. Can I work for you? I'll do anything. I can, but I live in Indiana. I'm in dire need. I'm not hiring right now, you guys, but I do ask people to send me their resume if they reach out, just so I have it on file, but I'm not hiring anyone at the moment. This person asks, is Morgan Wallen actually on vocal rest or is he in rehab? I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure about that. This one says, is Olivia over Harry Styles? Sometimes you guys ask me questions that, like, there's no way I would know the answer because I'm not like a mind reader. I don't know if Olivia's over Harry Styles. I have no idea. Only she knows that, right? But I love it. I love these questions. Sometimes I feel like such a failure because I can't answer a lot of them because they're like mind reading questions. This person says, what was the email you mentioned in a podcast episode about Joshua Jackson? Now, I've messaged with this person since they left this question, and I don't remember the podcast episode, but I think it was about the DM that someone submitted about their experience having sex with Joshua Jackson. Do you guys remember that? It was one of the hottest DMs that I've ever received. Timothée Chalamet, Kylie Jenner. Yes, they're still seeing each other. I know you guys want proof and you guys want a picture, but, you know, they're covert. Somebody asks, I got this a couple times, KJ Apa not wishing his partner happy Mother's Day and no recent trace of him on her Insta. Are they still together? I'm not sure. You know, KJ Apa blocked my account a long, long time ago. So I'm always just like, what did I ever do to him? So I don't really post about him that much, but I don't know if they're broken up. This could be a case of you guys figuring out yet another breakup, another celebrity breakup through social media activity. Are John Mayer and Kiernan Shipka confirmed to be dating? Okay, this is a good one. So a while ago, I alluded to the fact that I had heard that, yes, they were dating. I alluded to the fact, I didn't come out and say it because I couldn't specify where I was hearing this information from or how I knew. Okay. I think I even put it in a newsletter. Maybe I gave more information in the newsletter. I don't remember. This was around the time he was in Mexico. And a lot of people debate this because they're like, she wasn't there. I heard she was. And I heard they were together around that time. Now, since then, I've received a couple sightings, not a lot, just a couple, of John Mayer dining with other women. Could it be platonic? Could it be a business partner? Could it be a date? Yes, all of the above. I don't know. The last one that I just posted, which was on Sunday, said that he was at San Vicente Bungalows with a woman. I don't know who he was with. I didn't get a picture. That place is also like Casa Cipriani. You cannot take pictures there. They actually put a sticker over your camera on your phone before you enter. I've been there and you can't take pictures and it's just like not that vibe. So I don't know who he was with, but the person
did mention they 100% thought it was a date. And it wasn't Kiernan. I don't know what the deal with them is, guys. I don't know. On and off, once in a while hookup, all the above. Somebody said obsessed with Daisy Jones and the Six. Need all the deets on the cast. I've talked about this in a previous podcast episode. There was no drama on the set of that show. After I talked about it in the podcast episode, I received a lot of confirmations about there not being any drama. So there's not really like anything to report. A couple people have also asked about the tour, and I heard it's happening. I don't know if it got next like in the past month or so, but the last I heard is that it was happening. Doing one last scan. Trevor Noah, you never answer any questions on him. Well, that's not true. I had a sighting of Trevor Noah and Halsey on a date last week. So I think that was pretty good intel. They went out on a date. Are they boyfriend, girlfriend? I don't think so. I think it was just a date. Okay, I think that's a wrap. Tell me if you guys like this rapid fire audio version of answering your questions in the Q&A. I'll still do Q&As on Instagram, but I feel like I could like get through a lot more this way. And, you know, I like to let you guys know that you're seen and you're heard and I'm seeing everything and reading everything that you're submitting. I just can't get to all of them on Instagram. So let me know if you like this format every once in a while. And don't forget, the podcast will be on hiatus the next 2 weeks. Next week will be a best of episode. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your month. I'll talk to you soon. This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.